At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Rachel from Durham, North Carolina asks, what is the etiquette difference between eating at a sit-down meal versus a buffet? Rachel, I assume by sit-down meal, you're referring to a meal being served by a waiter. You're asking, what is the difference in etiquette from being served by a waiter versus serving yourself at a buffet? Indeed, there are differences. There are various types of buffets. You may find yourself at a buffet at a wedding reception, private club, private dinner, or a casual family restaurant. I'll describe buffet etiquette for upscale or private meals. At a buffet, you control the amount of food on your plate. Remember my favorite saying, you are always being watched. Overfilling your plate can be seen as gluttony or poor taste. Let's take it from the top. Some events have a reception prior to a buffet. At such events, take your cue from the host who announces movement from the reception to the buffet. Whatever you do, don't charge over to the buffet to check out the food. Be cool. Find your table and take a seat just in case the host will control the order of the tables going to the buffet line. When your table is called as the next to go to the buffet, get your plate at the beginning of the buffet line. If you eat salad, consider getting only salad as your first course. Get your salad and return to your seat. After you eat, return to the buffet line for your entree in a brand new plate. If the lines are too long and you prefer to get your salad and or your entree in one buffet visit, this is the time to be careful not to overload your plate. Remember, you can always return to the buffet for a second helping with a new plate. As you go through the buffet line and put food onto your plate, do not eat as you proceed through the line. Be considerate of those behind you, and don't take forever to put the food on your plate. My good friend Lorena Price gave me a nickname for the canopy that protects the food. She calls it a sneeze guard. Now, one of her pet peeves is when a person crawls under the sneeze guard rather than walking to the other side of the buffet. It's nasty! Don't do it! Go to the other side to get those button mushrooms. If the person in front of you is taking an extremely long time in putting food on his plate and you want to go around him, ask, do you mind if I go around you? If you don't ask and move in front, you could be considered as someone who butts in line. Not cool. If you want to learn how to be gracious with buffet dining, go to my website, www.SharonHillInternational.com, to learn about me, my credentials, and the courses I offer. I can teach you and your team more buffet tips, such as what to do with your used plates between courses, how to avoid food you are allergic to, rules about taking a doggy bag from a buffet, and some techniques to ensure you are poised and confident during buffet dining. Rachel, I hope this answers your question. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression at a buffet.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.